You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Free. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Free. Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The tremendous Football Thursday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and whoever the hell you are, here on the BetMGM Network. First hour of the show, we talked about the history-making juggernaut, the living, breathing basketball death machine known as the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think they're going 74-8 at worst, plus 375 at BetMGM. We're telling you, the first couple weeks of the season, keep buying the adjusted win total because they're going to win 70, and it wasn't even close to that to start the season. They are preposterously good. I think they're going back-to-back, barring an injury to SGA. And for people, younger basketball fans especially, if you never got to see Jordan and the Bulls, you might be watching the genesis of the new Bulls right now with the Oklahoma City Thunder. And that is not hyperbole to say. Femi and I broke down the Sharon Moore saga at Michigan, what we think is going to happen with Bryce Underwood, and the news that broke about 20 minutes ago, ESPN Stephen Holder reporting that he believes Phillip Rivers will almost certainly start Sunday for the Colts on the road in Seattle. 20 minutes from now, Femi and I will play everyone's favorite game. If the season ended today, .. what would the NFL playoff matchups be? What would our projected point spreads be for those matchups? And how would we want to bet them? That's coming up in 20 minutes. But joining us right now, the very handsome and intelligent. What a catch. The Whale Capper, Drew Densick, NBC Sports Betting Analyst, Deep Dive Podcast, @Whale_Capper. Drew, welcome back to the show. What's up?
Oh, nothing much, man. I love the intro. Appreciate you guys as always. And a lot of fun things to talk about in sports right now. This is the best time of year. You know, the NFL week 15 slate is a little meh. 16 looks amazing. 17 looks amazing. Some of the standalone around the holidays are going to be absolutely awesome. Thankfully, for those of us who have been caring for a long time about the NFL, even with the mess slate, we get the return of Philip Rivers. Like this is just a gift, an early Christmas gift from the content gods. Regardless of how this goes, it doesn't matter. Like, this isn't going to be boring. This isn't just going to be like he was 8 for 11. And they lost by 31. You know, like this, something is going to happen here. It's either going to be amazing or terrible, and I cannot wait for it. I really, when the initial rumors circulated, I was like, oh, this is all I want for Christmas. Give me some Philip Rivers back in the NFL. And then even when they signed him, I was like, man, it feels like a long shot that they're going to fire him out there. But the Steichen quotes yesterday were like, oh no, this is happening. The rearranging of the practice schedules is like, yeah, no, they're serious. Like, I think we will see him under center on Sunday. And I had a good conversation with Andy this morning, trying to just like what, why? And I think the answer is this: they intend to ride this out with him. And you know, this game, whether you start Riley Leonard or Philip Rivers, is inconsequential. You're probably going to lose, and it could be by margin. But getting him some reps, this is kind of like his preseason, you know, kind of ramp up to actually competing the final 3 weeks of the season, I think is where we stand.
The quote from ESPN Stephen Holder again, and I will just read it for Drew and for the audience. 2 days in now, my time in the building this week has left me only more convinced Philip Rivers is this week's starting quarterback. It isn't difficult to tell who a team is prepping to start. That player is Rivers, period. Okay. So as it stands right now, Seattle is a juiced 13.5-point home favorite against Indy and presumably Philip Rivers. And like, if I'm reading this on the air, like, it means people know Rivers in the market know Rivers is probably going to play. The total in the game is 43. Now, what I've been saying for a couple days here, Drew, I think, and Femi and I just talked about it, is an interesting juxtaposition between this game and the Vikings-Seahawks game a couple weeks ago. When Max Brosmer in Minnesota closed 13 on the road in Seattle, the implication here is that Philip Rivers in Indy is worse than Max Brosmer in Indianapolis. I don't know if I agree with that. Now, if I want to bet the Colts, I want to get like 14.5 if I'm going to make that bet. What do you want to do with this game as it stands right now? Seahawks hosting Indy, assuming Rivers starts.
Let's not forget when we did that, covered that Seahawks Brosmer game, it was only 10.5. That was one of the most ridiculous lines I've gotten to play all season. Still don't know how that was happening, but I kind of agree with your concept. It's tough to say that the Colts should really be out this far, but that said, this is probably your biggest, highest variance game of the entire season. We have a guy getting off the couch after 5 years off of football, and he's going to start this weekend with 3 days of practice. Like, this could go, you know, any which way you want to slice it. I think the kind of secondary factors for this particular handicap make it very unlikely that you're going to see the Colts be competitive here. The secondary factors include Seahawks have the most outstanding run defense in football. There's really no cracks. There's really not going to be a way to craft a game plan that relies on, you know, Jonathan Taylor being the featured back in this, you know, being the focal point of the offense. Like, if that's their strategy, then they're drawing dead, before we even snap the ball. But, you know, the run defense for the Seahawks is outstanding. The pressure for the Seahawks is mitigated a little bit by the pass defense for the Colts. The Colts have an outstanding set of weapons. And then on the flip side, Colts with no real secondary, both Sauce Gardner and Ward unavailable for this one against the best wide receiver in football in JSN. We got ourselves a problem, kind of no matter how you slice it. So my guess is Colts are treating this like a preseason game. Let's get Philip some reps. Let's get him back up to speed about what, like, you know, real time football works. Maybe we get a couple turnovers. Maybe 4 picks. Sam Darnold shows up, and we find ourselves in an interesting game here. But I think the more likely outcome is the Seahawks win this one going away, and it's a fun story that turns into a real conversation about how do we price the Colts for Week 16, 17, 18? Because you know, you don't do this if this isn't your plan going forward, right? You don't do this as a stopgap for 1 week while Riley Leonard gets his legs under him, right? Like, this is the plan. We are really doing this for the final 4 weeks of the season and into the playoffs if they get there. So, the most recent time that this happened, you pull a guy off the couch and you throw him to the Wolves. It was Flacco in his comeback player of the year. And his first game back, he looked pretty crisp for about a half of football before ultimately kind of throwing the game away in the second half against the Rams. But then, you know, down the stretch after getting his legs under him, he was pretty solid. So I'm going to allow that as a potential outcome for the Colts as they close their season here. But this particular game, I sold out to Seahawks minus 16, getting that at plus money. And again, I'm just kind of thinking that there is a very real likelihood that the Colts are treating this as a preseason game to get Philip ready for the stretch.
I love it. Seattle Alts. That's why I said in the last segment there, I think this is a blowout for the Seattle Seahawks because there's no way Philip Rivers is ready to play NFL football. And also on that Flacco point, he had been out of football for months, not years. Like Philip Rivers, who was eligible fair. For the Hall of Fame.
That's fair.
Like this guy was eligible for the Hall of Fame and is now going to wait another 5 years after this upcoming season. What's your one best bet for week 15, Drew?
Well, the one I like most at current price, and this is a little bit of a head scratcher because I'm on the wrong side of the market move today. The Houston Texans laying 9.5 right now against the Cardinals is inexplicable to me. I think the Texans are very good. I think the Texans are certainly should be in the discussion to win the AFC right now, in my opinion. And they're taking on a Cardinals team who's missing everyone that matters. Jacoby Brissett, he's been holding onto the ball too long. He's been facing enormous amount of pressure lately. Now you take Paris Johnson out of the mix. This Texans D line is going to utterly feast on Jacoby Brissett in this game. And the defense for the Cardinals, which has just completely evaporated, also missing a number of important pieces here. So I think the Texans can get going offensively. I think they make 10 points look wildly short once we get into the later stages of the game, when the Bulls on parade can really pin their ears back and generate some impressive pass rush stats.
This is You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Femi and Bebefe hanging out with Drew Dinsick, the Whale Capper. You can hit him up on Twitter at @whale_capper. Does awesome work for NBC Sports Bettor, as well as the Deep Dive podcast with our buddy Andy Molitor. How about the AFC East clash? Bills at the Patriots. Of course, New England got him in that Sunday night game back in October. Buffalo laying one on the road. New England coming off the bye. How are you betting that game with the total sitting at 49.5?
When this was on the schedule and you looked it up 2, 3, 4 weeks ago, it was like, oh boy, this is clearly the Buffalo spot. Like, let's get them in and around a pick and go to town here. And then, after kind of digesting where the Bills are, and in particular how their defense played against the Bengals, like, I've completely lost confidence in this Bills defense. And I think that the Patriots are going to be able to score and make this a coin flippy type of game. So, choose your fighter. It's not going to ultimately matter, I don't think, in the AFC East sorting, because I don't think the Patriots are going to lose enough games to hand over the crown, even if the Bills do win this one. But that said, the Bills are going to score. And I think that sets up an opportunity to play an over here. Again, continuing the theme of being against the market, this has come down into the 49.5 range for reasons that I cannot explain to you. I believe that the winner of this game will have 30 points, and I think the runner-up will be right on their heels. So not seeing a game where these two teams just stare at each other and elect to, to play it with field position, I think the Patriots are going to score on a weak Buffalo back seven. And I think that that's going to force Josh Allen into, aggressive pass mode. And, Buffalo Bills absolutely have kind of an added gear when Dalton Kincaid is available. It looks like to me like he will be. So between Kincaid and Cook and Khalil Shakir, I think you're going to be able to test this Patriots linebacking core in particular. That's where you want to hit the Patriots. Patriots also going to be very, very, very clear and obvious that they're missing Milton Williams in this game, in my opinion, as I think that the offense, the beef for the Bills can kind of win in the trenches and keep them on schedule here. So expecting a competitive game, don't have an opinion on the side either way. Definitely think that a loss for the Patriots clearly hurts Mr. May's chances as the MVP, which he would get my vote, but I think this is going to sink his market chances if he loses. But either way, I think 30 points is what it's going to take to win this game, and we're going to cruise over 50.
Do you have a bet, Drew, in either Packers, Broncos, or Lions, Rams?
Ooh, let's go Rams. Packers, Broncos looks squarely on market to me. Lions, Rams, I'm on the Rams here. I sold out to what 6.5 for plus money.
Oh, okay. So it's 6 right now. You think 6 is still okay?
I think 6 is still okay. I sold out to 6.5 at plus 101 or plus 103, I think. And in general, you know, Rams winning by margin is the expectation for me because of the matchups, almost specifically. We'll talk about the Rams matchups first, but then I want to kind of save a little conversation for like why you should be considering Rams even more long term, and in particular next week against the Seahawks. But for this matchup, you have a Rams offense, which is going up against a Lions team that is going to be missing their most important pieces on defense in the secondary. No Kirby, no Brian Branch, who matters a lot. And you have a cornerback room who is all minus players, in my opinion. So the Rams tight ends and wide receivers are going to be absolutely running amok on the secondary, in my opinion. And Rams offensive line, decent chance that they can win their 1v1s and put this game away on the ground with how effective that rushing attack has been. And then you flip the script on the offense for the Lions against the defense for the Rams, in my opinion. A lot of people taking shots at the Rams defense because they're sliding in EPA per play. They're sliding in DVOA. But when you look particularly at their matchups with their D-line against an offensive line for the Lions that really has clear and obvious weaknesses in the middle, I think they're going to be in Jared Goff's face all day long, and particularly on third and anything over 5 yards. And I think that's going to stunt the Lions offense from having any type of continuity here. Not really scared about Gibbs match. We got the player that matches up against him in Nate Landman. And I think the Ramathorns get a pretty comfortable win against a Lions squad that, you know, may have saved their season last week, but still is just way too hurt to be contenders in the NFC this year. Speaking of, I'm surprised the market is not warmer on the Rams ultimately winning not just the NFC, but the Super Bowl right now. Sean McVay is coaching an app. He's doing a masterful job of coaching this offense. They are fully healthy. This Rams team is going to score 30 on everybody in the playoffs, and I think they're going to ultimately win the Super Bowl.
There you go. Oklahoma City Thunder's live win total at BetMGM is 70.5, over or under 5 seconds.
Easy over.
Right?
Easy.
I love that we're in December and there's still value betting the Thunder over win total, and they win every game. At Whale _ Kepper, NBC Sports Deep Dive Podcast. We appreciate you, my friend. Stay well. We'll catch up next week.
Best of luck, man.
Drew Dinsick joining us here on You Better Bet. Loves the Rams. I mean, I will talk about the Rams and the rest of the playoff field in the AFC and the NFC if the season ended today. ... Coming up next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On second down, Stafford sets, throws, caught, into the end zone, Nacua, touchdown!
Third and goal, Theo Bennett in alignment in motion. He gets cut, Williams floats it the other way, it's caught for a touchdown! Colston Loveland!
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jake, let it roll. Football. Conversation in our chat right now is very funny, but like absolutely unfortunately cannot be brought on the air. Oh, to what Femi just wrote. I mean, it's not even a question. That, can I say that? We probably shouldn't have this conversation.
No, do not.
I mean, it's obviously the money. Obviously, right?
Yeah. That's, to me, it's obvious. Like, okay. Like the fact that it's a question. Yeah.
Let's call it this. All right. Woman of your single. It's like we're Femi and I are both married. You're single.
Yeah.
Woman of your dreams. Mm-hmm. Date with her or $50,000.
$50,000. Yeah. Just give me the money.
Pretty easily, right?
Yeah, I want the money. Like, just give me. Like, I could go on vacation, go out, do whatever 5, I want. You know, a date, easy. Yeah.
So what's the cutoff line here?
What's like the cutoff? Like 20 grand, probably. Like I'll take the anything lower than 20 grand, I'm going on the date.
Tyler Morales is with us, our tactical director. Tyler, $5,000. Or the woman of your dreams on a date. What do you choose?
Well, if the woman of my dreams is a celebrity, I would think I'm taking the date because I can mortgage that maybe into more future earnings. That's what I would
say. So you have to get...
Long play.
Okay, so this is... There's a lot of funny things about this. So Tyler is implying that like he's important enough. So like on page 6 in the New York Post, it'd be like Tate McRae seen with Wagertainment creator Tyler Morales. With Wagertainer Tyler Morales.
It's like
at, TGI Fridays in Times Square, Manhattan. The two enjoyed Diet Coats and mozzarella sticks. So 5,000, Tyler. So do you take the celebrity? Take the date.
I think I'd even take the date to 50,000. To be honest, if this is a celebrity, I think I'd even take it to 50,000.
He's saying that he's parlaying the date into multiple dates down the line to a future relationship, maybe a marriage.
Well, I don't think that's what he's saying. I think, though, Tyler, correct me if I'm wrong here. I think what you are insinuating here and what you're saying is what you are hoping is that this date would raise your profile to the point that like other women would want to date you because you are on a date with this celebrity. Am I right or is Femi right?
No, I think Femi's right. Like, if I do like this person, now let's say we're dating multiple times and like I ended up just marrying this person.
But what a jump to conclusions that is.
But I'm taking a
He's
shot.
Betting on himself.
It's like a free bet. Like, I'm taking the free bet. And I'm parlaying.
You know what? Risk free bet. I mean, like. He sounds a little bit crazy, but I understand. I'm picking up what he's putting down.
Are you?
It is a risk-free bet. I mean, I guess it's now $50,000. That's a lot of money. So I guess you are risking something. But for $5,000,
Tyler, can I ask you? And this is going to sound insulting. It's not because I'm in the same boat as Tyler. So if I'm insulting him, I'm like insulting myself. Are you capable of talking about anything that's not sports on a date?
I mean, don't worry. You're not the only person that's asked me this in my life. Yes, like, I am.
So yesterday, can I just say this? So yesterday, I don't know if it was on air or off air, Tyler, we were talking about the Kentucky team that was undefeated that lost to Wisconsin. Was that yesterday or 2 days ago? Whenever it was.
I think it was two days ago.
Well, were you here when it happened or no?
I remember being here. We're talking about
it. Okay, so it was 2 days. It was 2 days ago. Yeah. Like, I remember I went on a date with a girl during that game. So the place that I've said this on the show before, there's a bar in Midtown Manhattan that's right by Madison Square Garden. Called Stout. Still there. And this is where like people go to pregame before like going to like a Knicks or Rangers game. And people go like after the game there, it's like have a drink before they go home, right? So Stout, I think it's on like 34th in between 6th and 7th. It's right by Madison Square Garden. And it's a great sports bar. And I always used to go for two reasons. When I lived in Astoria, it was easy to get on the subway and take the subway like right to Queens. So it was right there, the subway, for me to get home. And also, if the date sucked, it was an awesome sports bar and there were like 15 TVs on that I could watch games. And I remember going on a date with a girl, first date. I don't even remember who, it doesn't matter. And it was that Saturday night for Kentucky, Wisconsin. And I bet Wisconsin in the game and I had Wisconsin in the SiriusXM bracket pool. And Bill, if you remember, I lost the pool to Steve Torrey when Duke beat Wisconsin in the title game. I had Wisconsin, he had Duke, which is a crushing loss for me in like a million different ways. And I remember like, she was facing me and I was looking at her and the TVs were above her. And she basically watched me watch the game for like 2.5 hours.
Oh man.
So Tyler, like I'm with you here. I'm not insulting you. Like I'm like this also. Can you talk about something that's not sports?
Again, you're not the only person that's asked me that. I think if I were like, let's say I would go on a date with somebody, I don't think I'd have a TV like in the building. I just couldn't because my brain would train to like, oh, let me check the score here. So when I would go on a date with somebody, we're not going to like a sports bar or anything. There cannot be a TV.
What would you want to talk about?
You know,
let's roll play.
What topics does Tyler go to here? Yeah.
Let's role play here quickly. Jake is the woman. Tyler, start a conversation with Jake. Like you guys are on a date together. We're role play. This is not what would actually happen. Okay.
All right. I'm ready. All right, Jake. So how was your day today? How was work?
You look really pale. Do you go outside ever?
No, my job requires me to work from 3 to 11 p.m. So I'm usually not outside much, especially during the winter because it's really cold out and I'm not going to go outside. So enough about me. What do you do for work? Jake?
Jake?
I wage your turn. What about you?
So enough about me.
That's a great line.
It's very funny. So enough Enough about me is an all time great line there. Enough about me. All right. Oh my God. All right. That was excellent. Jake, $10,000, $5,000, or the woman of your dreams on a date.
Anything less than $50,000, I'm going on the date. Millie Alcock hit my line.
Who is that?
Yes, because she's going to play Supergirl in the upcoming Supergirl movie. She played Rhaenyra Targaryen in the first season of House of the Dragon. She's the best. I love her very much. Hit my line, please.
Wait, what's her name again?
Millie Alcock.
How old? Wait, hold on. How old was she? She was the Targaryen girl in the first season of House of the Dragon?
Yeah. And she's going to be Supergirl next year. I think she's 24, 25.
She's younger than that, no?
I believe 24, 25. Boom, we're good.
Yeah. Yeah, my range of outcomes. According to the Google machine.
Wow. I thought she was like 13 when she was on that show.
Well,
she looked really young, no? All right, well, fair. They made her look young, so I guess they did their job. Yeah.
Looks kind of young.
That show got ruined for me when she's old now, and because she was a great actress.
Yeah, I never seen the show that you guys are speaking of. But I guess
we've reached the portion of the radio show where everyone has decided not to talk anymore, which is, again, my favorite thing on this show is when no one talks. I love it. Audio medium, no one speaks. It's great. To be like start a basketball game and everyone just stands there and the ball just sits at center court. This is awesome. All right, you bet on this
5 times before you shoot. You know.
Okay, let's try and roll through this as fast as we can. If the season ended today, ... Tyler also typed in our chat at 529:00. Did I seduce you, Jake? Enough Jake? About me. What? Enough about me. What do you do for work? Is a tremendous line. Okay. Let's do AFC first, Mike. Let's get the AFC graphic on the screen. All right. The Denver Broncos right now, if the season ended today, ... would be your number one overall seed. 2-7 matchup. Patriots, Texans, and Foxborough, Femi.
Mm.
Your thoughts on this matchup?
Ooh, yeah. Based on how Houston has been playing, and I know New England's been off to a great start. Like, New England, I think, would be a favorite, but they're definitely not a 3-point favorite. This is, when I was thinking about this, I felt New England like 2.5 at the absolute most. I don't know what you think on this line, but yeah, I think this is Patriots favored, but never by 3, because I think everyone would bet Texans +3 if that were the line.
2.5, 15 in between. I would want to bet New England. I would want to bet New England -2.5.
You would? Okay.
I think so.
At 2.5, I don't think I'd bet the game. So I think 2.5 is definitely, like, I guess, so 2.5, you want to say 15 -120, but like 2.5 feels like the right number. Cause I think
my sense is 2.5 people would want to bet New England, 3 people would be interested in Houston is my guess. Ergo, my like in between number 2.5, 15.
2.5. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. That also feels like the Saturday early game too, by the way.
Houston, no, not with, not with the Patriots.
I think it is.
No way. Okay, hold on.
This is not the Tom Brady.
So these are the matchups.
The Drake May Patriots.
Now, keep in mind, Monday Night Football has to be a 4-5 game with the way the schedule breaks. Mm-hmm. So these are the matchups. Patriots, Texans, Jaguars, Bills, Steelers, Chargers, 4-5, Bucks, Seahawks, 4-5, mm-hmm. Eagles, Niners, Packers, Bears. It's either Bucks, Seahawks, or Jaguars, Bills is the Saturday early game. Yes.
They're not putting Josh Allen Saturday early. Josh Allen's
they
not
absolutely
Saturday
could. Early. Well, then it's no, then
he's
it's then
the
it's
reigning MVP.
Then it's Bucks Seahawks. And your Monday night game is Steelers Chargers.
You think so? I think the Steelers get a little bit more respect than that. I feel like the Steelers.
The Patriots are not playing the early game on Saturday.
Why not? It's Drake May's first playoff game?
Exactly.
I mean, But they're the Patriots is like the Belichick Brady Patriots. This is Vrabel May. Like,
still
this is
the
not
Patriots,
Belichick Brady.
But it's still the but Patriots. It's still the brand of the Patriots.
But it's like saying the Cowboys.
Well, it's not like the Roger Staubach Cowboys or the Aikman Cowboys. It doesn't matter.
That's
the Cowboys.
That's different. Cowboys are America's team.
Is it?
That's different. Yeah, they're America's team. This is still the Texans, by the way, who have made this their home 4:30 Saturday.
Sure. Like when they're playing Justin Herbert and the Chargers or Joe Flacco and the Browns, then yes.
Isn't that what Drake May is?
No.
Justin Herbert?
It's the Patriots. The Patriots are not the Chargers or the Joe Flacco Browns. They're not.
I don't know. I feel like that's Saturday 4:30. Texans.
Honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if it's Jaguars Bills. But anyway, okay. So that's Patriot. So you'd want to bet Houston plus three. I'd want to lay 2.5 with New England. Yeah, Jaguars Bills and the 3-6 in Duval.
This might be spicy. I think it's Buffalo 4.5.
I think it's Buffalo over 3 as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I mean, they almost closed like plus 3 at home against Indy with Daniel Jones on one leg. It's not great. So yeah, I'd say like 4.5. Well, it's also Leo Cohen's first game as a coach at playoff. It's tough.
I think it'd be 3.5.
I think I'd lay that.
Okay. I think I'd want to take 4 with Jacksonville.
Bill's defense is bad, but I just
honestly,
I
don't you think could you could safe. You could talk me into Bill's 3 minus 15. Bill's defense sucks, dude.
It does, but it's still Josh Allen. this is Josh Allen, like playing like the best. I mean, he would be the best player in the playoffs if this is the bracket. Laying 3. I would lay that all day long, like without hesitation if it was 3.
Steelers, Chargers, in Pittsburgh.
I said Chargers 2.5 on the road in Pittsburgh. I think 3 would be a little bit much. I think people would bet 3, Tomlin, Steelers.
I think the Steelers would be favored.
Whoa. You think so?
Steelers 1.
That's Chargers all day for me.
So these two teams play. What was the line when they played on Sunday night? Like Chargers 2.5?
Oh, that's right. They did play. Yeah, and it was. I think it was. Gosh, what week was that? I'd have to look up in the break to see what week that was. But man, I feel like Chargers are favored on the road.
Let's see. Steelers Chargers 2025. It was November 9th. The Chargers killed them in the game. That was like the Aaron Rodgers might be washed up game.
Oh yeah,
I'm pretty sure that closed. I'm pretty sure that closed 2.5.
Yeah, I think you're definitely right because I do remember that being a small point spread.
Stand by, I will have it for you in a second. I guess it closed. I think it closed 3.
Yep, I'm seeing it right now. I see 3. So, yeah, close 3. There's 3.5s out there.
So maybe it's 1. Like maybe it's like Chargers 1. Chargers favored by a little bit.
Chargers short favorite on the road.
Yeah. I think I'd bet the Steelers.
I would. Herbert gets his first playoff win.
On the other side, we'll go through the NFC. Packers, Bears, Eagles, Niners, Bucks, Seahawks.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Play fake. Williams looking, throwing. It is caught. Touchdown! Love on a play fake. Quick throw. Watson with the speed. Uh-oh! Christian Watson in a foot race, and he's going to win it. Touchdown, Green Bay.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Uh-oh. Kevin Burkhardt with the call on Fox as the Packers beat the Bears this past Sunday. Just want to toss this out there before we get back to if the season ended today, .. So Pete Nakos, I don't know. I'm following him on Twitter because like this guy's breaking tons of college football news. Pete Nakos, it's not a good Greek. Pete Nakos of On Three. Am I pronouncing his name correctly?
I think so. I've never heard it said before, but yeah, I think you're right.
Bryce Underwood's contract with Michigan does not include a buyout. Underwood's camp is paying close attention to who that next hire will be. Pretty interesting. You could see him bounce. Let's go to Pete Nakos's Twitter profile. Pete Nakos, N-A-K-O-S. God, it's pretty similar to my name. How old do you think Pete Nakos is based on his picture?
Ooh, I would say 28.
Like first pitch is probably 20s. A two, right? And what I'm saying, this is not a compliment to him. Like, he looks young. That's awesome. And he's doing an awesome job.
Yeah, I think this is, he looks like a young guy. Good for him. He's built up a following. Our friends at On Three, Andy Staples, Brett McMurphy, they're crushing it, man. Yeah, I like their stuff a lot. Job. Andy and Ari listen to their podcast all the time, like my go-to college football podcast. Yeah, they're really good.
Pete Nakos is 28. Tyler has it. Pete Nakos is 28.
Boom! Look at that.
You were on the show. It was Tyler. Tyler turned 31 the other day.
Yeah, he did. Now, he didn't want everybody else to know his age, but yes, he did. He did turn 31. I don't know why he was like, wants to hide it. Like 31, like, you're not old, you're not young. It's just you're 31.
Tyler, how does it feel to be 31?
The same as it felt to turn like 30, 29, nothing different. Just your wage attaining, yeah. Showing up every day.
When was your last like life crisis?
So
I'll tell you mine. Like, and I'm life crisis, meaning like regarding like a birthday. Like, I remember, I don't really think I had a crisis when I turned 30. Like, when I turned 40, like I was about to get married. Like, I was very happy. When I turned 25, I remember being like really stoned, and like sitting in the living room of like my mother's house where I lived at the time and being like, what am I doing with my life? That was kind of like, I still remember that. Tyler, when was your last crisis like that? Have you had a crisis like that?
Truthfully, like maybe like 29. Like a bunch of my friends have like gotten married and like have like a house and like kids. So maybe like that when I was like 29, I'm like, whoa, like what's going on here? I'm wage attaining behind a desk. Meanwhile, my buddies are having kids right now. But maybe 2 years ago. But
I've got. I mean, wage retaining doesn't preclude you from having kids. I mean, I have a kid.
Yeah.
Football season, it might.
Yeah, but that's okay. Yeah. Listen, you have a job in sports. Like, that's what happens.
No, I'm good. Yeah. Just answering the question.
What was the you alluded to, like a life crisis? Aside from that, is that something you'd like to share or no?
No, we're good. We don't need to keep that private.
I've been in Nashville. I've been a life crisis.
Are you good?
I'm always good. I'm good.
Well, I mean, I guess like technically you're not always good because you had a crisis. Yeah. I'm not always good. Are you good at this moment in time right now?
I'm right now. I'm excellent.
I'm excellent. Can it not be okay, man?
What year was your life crisis in?
Maybe like 8 months ago. So maybe like 8-9 months ago.
Oh, so 2025. Man. But you're good.
We're standing strong. Head down, keep it moving.
All right. I'm happy that you're doing well. When we're here for you if you need to talk.
Thanks.
We did Jake's. Bill writes, that's when Duke lost. Yeah, Tyler, go ahead.
Honestly, like, that might be it. That actually might be the life crisis. I didn't talk to anybody for like 4 days. I don't think I even talked to you guys.
Did you gamble responsibly on that? I'm guessing you didn't, right?
I mean, when you take in all the, like, we lost a lot of parlay winnings. So, like, I had Duke tied with everything. So, like, the golf outrights. We like Dyson Daniels most improved. Yeah. Hellebuck won that whatever award he won in the NHL.
Oh,
like, I lost all that. Trophy. It's the potential winnings that we lost that hurts.
And, dude, like, wasn't just that. I mean,
look, winnings before.
Now, this is when I co-opt Tyler's experience into my own. I had the Chiefs also, and it was just really rough. Now, far be it from me to make it about me. Tyler's life crisis. Now, let me tell you about myself. Yeah, that really sucks crisis for everybody. But I'm happy that Tyler's doing great. And happy birthday to Tyler Morales. You bet on this Thursday. Okay. We run the full gamut on this show. Packers, Bears in the playoffs. Close 6.5 juiced in the regular season. It's going to be at least 7 in the postseason, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I had 7 down. Like a half point, like obviously Caleb's first playoff game. Ben Johnson's first as the head coach. Yeah, I think 7.
Okay, moving on. Eagles, Niners in Philly. This is a fun one.
What a game this is. Yeah. Do the Eagles want to play in Philly? They might want to be on the road. I said Philly 1.5. Like, I still think they're favored. The Niners are still incredibly banged up on defense. Eagles 1.5, but like, I could be talked out of that. I think it could be anything in this game.
I pretty strongly disagree with your thought.
You think Niners favored?
Oh, no, I think the Eagles have to be at least 3.
Oh, you think they have to be at least 3?
I do. Choose 2.5. You give me Eagles 1.5. Dude, the Eagles offense is really bad. I would have confidence the Eagles could score on them. Maybe that's stupid.
Like, the Niners, that offense, it's healthy. I mean, obviously, Ayuk is never coming back. That's already done. But like, Kittle's back.
I'm gonna text Whale just for bleeps and giggles. I'm gonna voice text him. So we can do it on the air. Ready? All right, here we go.
Yeah, there we go.
What would you make Eagles hosting the Niners in the wild card round in Philadelphia? ?
There we go. We'll see what Will has to say.
I'm like the Mozart of voice texting.
How much experience do you have with it? When did you start doing it? Was it this year or was it like, what, 2024?
Or has this
been going on for years? This year.
No, it's like this year. It's like, I think it's like, I've only been doing it for a couple of months. I love it. And
what sparked the change?
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know I don't have an answer to that question.
Just one day
you know what,
like,
I think it was?
Just doing it?
I think I was in the shower and it's in my old house where like we lived over the, where we're like, we used to live, AKA my old house. And like, I would have like the toilet was next to the shower and I would put my phone like on top of the toilet. So in case like, I needed like to grab my phone, I could like, open the door and it was right there. Yeah. And I think like my hands were wet and I think I clicked like the voice thing and I voice text. I was like, oh, that was pretty cool. Drew has already texted me back.
Hell yeah. He's locked in.
Eagles in between 2.5 and 3.
Okay. So you're right. So 2.5 minus 120.
All right. Standby. Ready?
If it's 3, I'm betting
Niners. Femi said he would make it 1.5 for the Eagles, period. Do you think he's an idiot? ?
Say it.
He has read the text. So he has the read receipt on. So he has read the text. He read it.
Reed receipts the bubbles, on his bowl.
The bubbles have popped up. So Drew is typing. Yeah. We'll see what Whale. As soon as the text comes through, I'll let you know what Whale says. Okay.
Which of those two games though in the NFC? Which one do you think is like this? Because I think these are the Sunday marquee games. Like Bears Packers, obviously big rivalry. Niners Eagles.
Bears Packers. Well, I don't think the Niners game can be the noon game because it's West Coast. Oh man.
No, yeah, it can't be. I feel like Niners Eagles is like that Sunday afternoon 4:30 Eastern, and Bears Packers Sunday Night Football.
I think Bears Packers is the 4:15 game.
You think they run it back?
Yeah.
I said Seattle -5. I don't think you get to the key number of 6, but like Seattle, big favorite. Tampa, the way they've been playing. I mean, Baker's clearly hurt, but they're not telling us. I said Seahawks -5.
Yeah, Seahawks more than 3. You can tell me that this number's as big as 6, honestly.
Sam Darnold laying 6 in a playoff game on the road.
Yeah.
His history.
5.5.
Yeah, I feel like 5.5 is kind of where we're at. Like almost similar to tonight's market, honestly, where it's just like it's kind of doing this dance 5.5. Because if it's 6, I'm betting Bucks +6 and money line if it gets to 6. And I'm just going to go blind faith. Like, let me just fade Sam Darnold and make him prove it to me that he can win in a big spot. And Tampa did win this game. I mean, obviously, it's way different than what it was.
Because like now that Tampa's going to have everyone back at full strength, it's going to be way different.
Yep. Evans, McMillan, like Godwin's there, obviously, Abuka. The offense, on paper, if they can just keep the offensive line healthy, like Wirfs and Bredesen, those guys can be healthy, it's still a pretty dynamic offense. But Baker's the biggest one, though, because I think Baker is – he doesn't want to run. Like he doesn't look like the guy that we saw in September, October that was in the MVP conversations. But the Bucks did win the game. We can probably throw that out since that was way different. But I think Tampa could be frisky in this matchup. I really do. I think this would be the game where everyone's just like, oh, Seattle advanced them, blah, blah, blah. And I think Tampa actually gives them a game and maybe even pulls off the upset.
Drew's answer to my question was, I ran it and got -2.7. Could surely see SF warranting an upgrade and Philly more downgrade by the time we get there. Which would lead to your Philly favorite by one. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think, honestly, I bet the Eagles. Honestly, I think that's the bet I like the most out of any that we discussed. Would be Eagles Philly? -3 against. I think San Fran stinks.
So Austin, you seen Philly the last 5 weeks?
Yeah, you might be right.
It hasn't been good.
Can't shake myself from my priors. All right, quick break. Final hour, power hour coming up on the other side. Rob Pizzola will join us. All our bets for Thursday night football. NBC Sports betting analyst Jay Croucher kicks it off right after this on this Thursday on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Deck your home with Blinds.com.
DIY or let us install.
BetOnline.com.
Free design consultation.
Free.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Free.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.